Hey, and welcome to my podcast. This is Sabi for Six, and I'm here with you for 6 minutes on this Sunday. I'm going to share with you a story today on a marketing assistant role that I got, which turned out to be very different from what I thought, and I lasted a day. So this was a couple of years ago now, and I was freelancing at the time, but I remember I was on a job search trying to figure out what I was going to do next. I was still studying, but I wanted something part-time. So I was doing the search, I was on Indeed, I was on LinkedIn, I was on all of these sites. And there was one job that I applied for. I can't even remember the name now. I tried to look for it, but I couldn't find it. And it was for a small company based in Birmingham, based in the jewelry quarter, I believe. And it was for the role of a marketing assistant. So when I got the call that, when I got the email that I would be invited to an interview, I was so happy. Like, I was like, this is exactly what I want to do. This is what I want to work on. Like, babes, you've made it, hon. Well done. Kiss, kiss. Like, great. So I replied back with the time that I could do the interview, and I was so happy. So it comes to the day now. Obviously, I've been rehearsing kind of why I want to go for the, why I want to work for the company, why I want to go for that role, my interests in marketing and social media, and all of that good stuff there. So I had the interview now, and I wasn't really asked much about my interest in marketing, and the interview must have not been past 10 minutes long. It was closer to 5 minutes than it was 10. Like, it was a very short interview with only one person. So I get up now, I get to the office, I go in, and yeah, he's just kind of asking me about my degree and what are my interests, and he really noted down that one interest of mine at the time was going into social media, and he just said, you know, I'll get a call the next day to see that I had received the job. Gets to the next day now, and I'm working at the time. I believe I was hosting an event. So I got the call, and he was like, you know, we've seen your interest. We know that you think that you'd be a good fit for the company. Like, well done. You've gotten the role. I was so happy. Like, I was telling everyone around me, I was like, yes, yes, come on. Like, I've got it. And they were so happy for me. And obviously, I was so happy for myself. Soon after that, it was my first day on the job, so I get to where I'm working now, and there are a few other people there. We're all dressed really smartly in like our suits, and we were told to dress formally, so we did. We arrive at the workplace now, and they're like, okay, we're gonna get the bus into a different place. I was thinking, sorry, but I just got here, like, what do you mean we're gonna get the bus somewhere? I don't get it. And there was like, you know, we were being taken, we were given these notebooks and pens, or I think I'm pretty much sure we were asked to bring our own notebooks and pens. We got on the bus now, I'm being asked, we're going through some training on the bus. Like, they couldn't even, you know, fork out a bit for a taxi or nothing. No, okay. So we're on the bus now, they were like, we were doing some training. I can't remember what questions they were asking, but I was here like writing my notes out on the bus, like, okay, this is not how I thought this day would go, but let's roll, let's do it. But you could tell, like, we were all looking at each other like, what is actually happening here? So we get off the bus now, and it's outside of this shopping center, and they're like, okay, we're set up here, you can put your coats and like bags at the back. I'm thinking, what is going on here? Like, this is not the role I signed up for. I'm not sure what's happening. And so it turned out we were those people at the shopping centres who like stop you and ask you questions. I was mortified. And what a really funny thing is that we had to do like a writing task beforehand. So it was in an Asda, and it was on like the top floor of an Asda next to the cafe. And I'd met this girl, and we'd kind of made a bit of a friendship like on the way there. And we were both like, what in the hot heck is this job? Like, we just didn't expect it at all. And what was funny is when we were like writing our notes and stuff, we weren't allowed to sit next to each other. Like, we had to sit on opposite sides of the room. We weren't allowed to talk, which was all just very odd. So it comes to it now, and we've got like these little podiums outside of Asda, and they're like, yeah, you need to stop and ask them this and ask them that, and, you know, hello sir, hello madam. I'm like, this is not a marketing system. I'm not doing this. I think I stood outside for a few seconds and I was like, sorry, like, I've been bamboozled. This is not the job for me. And I got my staff and we arranged with the other girl that we were going to meet up the road. Like, we were still shook of being seen with each other for some reason. So we got our staff, we left, and that was that. But honestly, the role they advertised, and, you know, my friend Manny, you know him by the classic Manny, had another similar experience with these roles. So my tip is, just don't get bamboozled. Like, really research the job that you're going for, and don't be afraid to, like, stick to your guts and know when something has just been fake. Like, that's all I can describe. Like, or a job that's really oversold kind of what their purpose is. And if you know where you want to go, just don't give up, because I'm working in social media at the moment and I'm really, really enjoying my job. And that experience was definitely interesting, but I didn't lose faith in that I'd be able to get experience in what I really wanted to, which I have now, thank goodness.